Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Is your home full of half-finished interior design projects? Are you guilty of this? Do you redo something before you've even finished it the first time? If this is you, then you need to listen to find out how you can finish a project or room right until the end. Now, I usually try to give an example of when I struggled with a particular thing that I'm talking about on the podcast, but it's not really in my personality to be super impulsive, and I'm a little bit OCD because I always like to see something through to the end. So it's not really something that I'm majorly guilty of, but I know that people can struggle with it. It's a bit like, you know, the builder that they've got half finished jobs over the whole house but nothing ever gets done. I'm so lucky that my husband's a builder, but Andy, and he's not like that at all. He definitely finishes things, and if he didn't, he would have me on his back to make sure that he did. So it's one of those kind of scenarios, really, when you're in that kind of situation. So because I like to see things through to the end, I can share with you how I'm able to do this so you can do it too. Now, first of all, I just want to talk about, why is this happening to you? Let's look at this first. Maybe you're following the latest trend or craze instead of trying to find your style. And if you want to learn a little bit about different styles and finding your style, then go and listen to episode 10 of the podcast. So it's important that you try to find the things that you like in your style instead of just jumping on the latest trend or craze. So this could be one of the reasons why this might be happening to you. Another reason could be that you're failing to plan. Now, have you ever heard of the quote, "Failing to plan is planning to fail"? It's so true. I plan everything that I do with my home decor. And if you find yourself constantly redoing things, then one thing that you definitely need to do, it's to plan first. Plan everything. Plan your colour palette. Make it cohesive. Do a mood board. I will be covering this and other things that you need to do to plan in future episodes. But plan the finished look. It's so important to plan with Daring Decor too, because you're being more brave, you know, you've got more chance of things not working than if everything's neutral. You know, you've got less chance of making a mistake with that. So because we're being daring with our decor, it's even more important for us to plan. Now, part of that planning is having a colour palette for your home. And that's something that I definitely didn't plan back in the day. And I failed forward with my decor, and I learned from my mistakes. I made mistakes, things went wrong, things looked awful, but I kept going, and eventually I've ended up with a home that I'm proud of, a home that I love to be in. It's such a fun and lovely environment to live in. I've been featured in home magazines. And I want to help you achieve this too, but in way less time than it's taken me to get there. So I invite you to download my free home colour palette guide. You can get rid of the fear and guesswork and it will help you step by step through how to create your very own unique colour palette for your home. I am there with you, holding your hand whilst you're doing it, and it's free. So what? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you get it? I mean, you don't have to. You can be like me and figure it out for yourself, and it can take you forever. If that's what you want to do, you're more than welcome. But I just want you to know that you don't need to do that. And you can go and download my free home colour palette. And there is a link in the show notes for you to do that. So that's one of the things that you can do to start to plan your decor rather than failing to plan and ending up redoing everything over and over again. Now, another reason why this might be happening is because you're not obsessed or in love with what you're doing, with the decor scheme that you're doing. So when you decide to do something, make sure it lights you up. Sleep on it for a while before going ahead. Does it still light you up in a week's time, or has your brain moved on to the next trend? So if you make sure that you're absolutely obsessed with the idea to start with, you're not going to change your mind because you're in love with it. When I decorate a room, I know a lot of people redecorate, and I do that. But I think my rooms last longer because I just sit and think, oh, I'm just not ready to get rid of this. I still love it. So it's so important that you absolutely love what you're doing. Oh, I can hear my stomach rumbling. I think it's lunchtime. So another reason why this might be happening to you is that you're not preparing. So as well as planning, you need to prepare. So make sure before you start anything that you've got all the items you need, all the tools you need, all the paint, all the accessories, everything before you start. Because if you get halfway through and then you run out of paint and then a new trend's come along and you're bored anyway, then you know, you might be likely to give up and start thinking about what you can do to replace it. Whereas if you've got all the paint, you've got all the accessories, you've got everything, you're excited, you're obsessed, then you're more likely to see through to the end. And another thing, another reason why this might be happening to you is because you haven't got a schedule. You've got to schedule the work in and have a start and finish date. Then you'll be more likely to see it through. So you really need to make sure you set the time aside to do it, because if you're really busy and you don't have the time and you start it and then in 6 months' time you haven't finished it, then yeah, you probably will have fallen out of it by then. So you really need to make sure that before you start something that you set the time aside, and doing a schedule would be even better. So flipping the reasons why you might be doing this, let's flip them over and say that what you need to do is you need to plan, you need to love and be obsessed with what you're doing, you need to prepare, and you need to have a schedule and don't follow trends. So another few things that you need to also do to ensure your success is make a note of all the costs. Look at the budget for the room or the particular project that you're doing. And you will be less likely to be impulsive if you're aware of the costs involved. Because if you're constantly redoing something and never finishing anything, then you're wasting a lot of money. And when you actually look at that and make yourself aware of it, then you're less likely to get into that trap. Another thing you need to do is discuss it with your household or your family. So instead of just going ahead and doing something, you know, make sure, see what the rest of the people in your house think about it. And then that way you will be less likely to half finish it because you'll have them on board. So what you need to do is you need to keep your head down. Don't get distracted by shiny new things. If you see something new that you like on Instagram or TikTok or somewhere, save it somewhere for a later project. Have an inspirational board on Pinterest, or you can save things in Instagram. I'm not sure on TikTok. I think you can. So save it on TikTok. So you've always got something there to come back to in the future. It doesn't mean that you've got to do that, redo what you're doing with that. It means that you can do that somewhere else in the future. And also, by keeping records of things that inspire you, if you save something 6 months ago and you go to look at it again and you think, oh, don't like that anymore. So you can go off something without actually doing it. So it's saving you the time, the money, the stress. If you actually just have an inspiration board and then you can see where this, sorry, I'm going to start again. That just all sounded blah. Let me start again. I don't know where to start again. So if you keep some kind of inspiration somewhere on an ongoing basis, you can go back and look at it and you can think, I still love that. I'm still obsessed. If you're still obsessed with something in 6 months' time, then when you decorate the room in it, you're more likely to see it through to the end. Whereas if you save something and in a week's time you hate it or you're bored of it, then it was a good reason to save it on your inspiration board instead of actually doing the decorating in your house. So always have something that you can keep records of things that you like or that you think you like. I'll move on because that's just not all coming out very articulately, is it? So, I think it's time for this episode to end soon. So, another thing that you need to do is take yourself seriously. So, if you're just doing things on a whim, doing one project after the other on a whim, then you're not taking yourself seriously as a decorator, as an interior designer, as making decisions of the choices that you're making. You're not really respecting yourself. So you need to take yourself seriously. You need to know that the decisions you're making are good decisions. You need to know that you have got it in you to, you know, decorate an amazing room or do an amazing project. And then you will be more likely to see it through to the end. So I hope this has given you some tips on how you can not be the person that has half finished projects all over your house, because that's never going to bring you happiness. So if that is happening, you really want to try to get out of that habit. And hopefully the things that I've gone over in this episode will go some way to helping you to do that. So if you're enjoying the podcast and you've got any, even one tiny little bit of advice out of it that has helped you with your daring decor, then how you can repay me is leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It's really easy to do. You just scroll down to the bottom of the episodes and you will see, I think it says something like write a review in purple. Click on that, click the 5 stars, hopefully, leave your review. It'll only take you, you know, even a minute to do. And that will help me know that you're enjoying the podcast, and it will also help with my rankings on Apple Podcasts too. So like I say, even if you just will learn one little tiny thing from me, you can repay me just by leaving me a review, and I will be so grateful if you could do that. Also, don't forget to join me over on my Facebook group, the Daring Home Decor Facebook group. You can join there for free and engage with the community over there. You can also follow me over on Instagram, where you can see my house, you can see, you know, everything that I do and what all my rooms look like. And you can also go to my website and see a little bit about me, and also there's blog posts on there. I haven't done anything recently, but there's blog posts on there about my house, and yeah, you can get to know me a bit more over there. And there's links to everything that I've mentioned in the show notes. So on that note, see you next time, and I can't wait to get creative with you in the next episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradice Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.